WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, a little bit of light precipitation lingering in the air, not much at the moment. 12 degrees our current temperature, and winds out of the north at 15 miles per hour, making it feel like around 4 below currently here in the Nishna Valley. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news. A truck driver from Wisconsin died Friday night after the semi he was driving crashed off Interstate 80 east of the exit to Oneida. The Iowa State Patrol says 68-year-old Gerald J. Calloway of Oneida, Wisconsin, was not wearing a seatbelt, was trapped under the steering column in the cab of the semi, and extricated by non-mechanical means. He was transported by Oneida Fire and Rescue to the Cass County Memorial Hospital, where he later died. The patrol says the 2014 Freightliner semi he was driving, registered to Cal Less ILLC of Green Bay, Wisconsin, was traveling west on I-80 near the 72-mile marker at around 5:50 p.m. when the rig entered the median and continued traveling west for about 930 feet before entering a deep ditch leading down to 770th Street in Cass County. The semi continued west and entered the north ditch on 770th before coming to rest in the west ditch. Oneida Fire and Rescue and Wyota First Responders, along with Medevac Ambulance and the Cass County Sheriff's Office, responded to the scene. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet twice this coming week. The board is scheduled to meet 8:30 a.m. on Monday to act on approving a resolution providing initial authorization of agreement for private development with Elite Octane LLC. Last Wednesday, the board approved a resolution expressing intent to provide economic development support for the Elite Octane LLC ethanol plant development project. The company has requested the county provide financial support to help to defray the cost of the project through a series of incremental property tax payments to be derived from the property for a period of 15 years. The company has also requested that the county undertake the planning, design, and construction of certain road and graywater sewer system improvements necessary for development of the project. A development agreement would indicate the county intends to support the company in the undertaking of the project and making provisions for the funding of the payments, as well as other statutory processes, including authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds in order to pay the cost of constructing the public improvement projects. The other Cass County Board of Supervisors meeting will be held on Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. That agenda has not yet been released. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak man on Friday night on two valid warrants for violation of probation. At 8:48 p.m., officers arrested 32-year-old Marcus John Josephson of Red Oak at the intersection of North 6th Street and East Knuckles Street. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak man Friday afternoon on a valid warrant from the Omaha Police Department. At 4:30 p.m., officers arrested 24-year-old Jacob Lee Larson of Red Oak in the 100 block of East Market Street. He was arrested on a valid Omaha Police Department warrant for delivery of a controlled substance and violation of the drug tax stamp. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on no bond while awaiting extradition to Omaha. Senator Jason Schultz, a Republican from Schleswig, has been named the chair of the Labor and Business Relations Committee for the 87th General Assembly. He said, "I'm very humbled to have been asked to chair this committee and consider legislation so important to my constituents and the people of Iowa. I look forward to working with my fellow committee members on policy to move this state forward and make Iowa a better place to live and work." The Labor and Business Relations Committee considers legislation related to small businesses, regulatory issues, business interest, and labor concerns. Additionally, Senator Schultz was named to the Judiciary, State Government, and Ways and Means Committees. Senator Schultz is also a member of the Education Appropriations Subcommittee. A man from Carroll County was injured on Friday afternoon during a collision between a car and a semi in northern Iowa's Hardin County. The Iowa State Patrol says the driver of a 2005 Honda Accord, 18-year-old Trevor Samuel Kaltrider of Carroll, was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Iowa Falls. Authorities say his westbound car went out of control on Highway 20 at around 2:30 p.m., crossed the median, and collided with the rear dual wheels of an eastbound 2014 UPS International semi. The impact caused the rear duals to be torn from the semi. The 42-year-old driver of the semi, a man from Waterloo, was not injured. Officials with SWPCO say the city of Lewis is still seeking pre-applications from homeowners interested in participating in the Community Development Block Grant Home Rehabilitation Program. The city, with the assistance of Southwest Iowa Planning Council, is submitting an application to the Iowa Economic Development Authority in January for the Housing CDBG program. If awarded, the program will provide funding to income-qualified owner-occupied homes within the target area. The homes will be brought up to the Iowa Minimum Housing Rehabilitation Standards, which may include items such as furnaces, water heaters, windows, doors, roofing, siding, foundation, etc., up to $24,999, with an additional amount available for lead abatement. All pre-applications are due by Wednesday, December 28th. If the city is awarded the CDBG grant, all pre-applicants will be contacted to complete a full application. If you're interested in pre-applying, please contact City Hall at 769-2216 or SWPCO at 866-279-4720 for the application. Southwest Iowa Planning Council is the council of government serving the eight counties of Southwest Iowa with public transit, housing rehabilitation, and community and economic development. SWPCO is an equal opportunity employer, provider, and lender. A retired Catholic priest in Western Iowa has been found guilty of five misdemeanor counts of invasion of privacy over an incident at a high school track meet in April. The Daily Nonpareil says the Reverend Paul Monahan was found guilty Friday by an associate judge in Council Bluffs. In the Friday ruling, the judge said he found credible the testimony of five male high school students who said Monahan repeatedly entered the high school restroom and looked at their genitals at an open urinal. The 83-year-old Monahan was suspended in July after the Diocese of Des Moines learned of the investigation. Monahan faces up to 2 years in prison on each count when he's sentenced on January 18th. A Mills County jury has found an Ohio man guilty of fatally shooting an 18-year-old woman in Western Iowa. Prosecutors say it took the jury a little more than 2 hours Friday to convict 27-year-old Mark Troutman of Sylvania, Ohio, with first-degree murder in the slaying of Catherine Weber. She was found bleeding outside her Glenwood workplace on September 17th and died at the scene. Troutman was arrested at a Glenwood motel that night. Authorities say Troutman was Weber's ex-boyfriend and that he shot her because he was distraught over their breakup. He faces life in prison when he's sentenced on February 13th. A 911 call early on Friday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in a man being arrested for aggravated domestic abuse assault by impeding airflow and child endangerment. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says a deputy was dispatched to a residence in the 100 block of East Crocker Street in Avoca around 4:40 a.m. following a reported domestic incident. Upon arrival, the deputy made contact with a woman who told him her boyfriend was located in the upstairs bedroom. The boyfriend, identified as 33-year-old Brent Michael Swisher of Avoca, was questioned about the events that unfolded. Based on physical evidence at the scene and a separate interview conducted with the 45-year-old female complainant who suffered apparent minor injuries, Swisher was placed under arrest at around 5:17 a.m. Prior to being transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail, Swisher was taken to a Council Bluffs hospital for evaluation and treatment for anxiety. A 2-year-old male child in the home was not injured during the incident. And a traffic stop early on Friday morning in Audubon County resulted in three people being arrested on drug charges. According to the Audubon County Sheriff's Office, a vehicle was pulled over at around 3:18 a.m. on Highway 71 near 270th Street. The canine axle alerted to the presence of narcotics, and the subsequent search resulted in the discovery of more than 4 pounds of marijuana inside the vehicle. Taken into custody for possession with the intent to deliver and failure to affix a drug tax stamp was 53-year-old George David Lloyd of Des Moines, 20-year-old Casey Eric Neal, and 34-year-old David Neal Gilbert, both of Audubon. Neal was also charged with open container passenger, while Gilbert faces additional charges of speeding and driving while suspended. All three men were brought to the Audubon County Jail and held on $5,000 bond while awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Officers with the Audubon Police Department assisted in that traffic stop. That's a look at news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Sharon K. Olis, age 74, of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Sharon Olis will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Merle Stangle, age 92, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Merle Stangle will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Lyle McClellan, age 71, of rural Bayer, died Monday. Funeral services for Lyle McClellan will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Odie Funeral Home in Bayer has arrangements. Barbara Morgan, age 87, of Harlan, died Wednesday. December 14th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Barbara Morgan will be held on today at 2 p.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Elaine Huddleston, age 92, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Elaine Huddleston will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bob Reimer, age 79, of Council Bluffs, died December 13th at CHI Health Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Bob Reimer will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Lust Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Gordon Nelson, age 84, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Gordon Nelson will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Neil Lewis Lunday, age 82, of Stewart, died on Thursday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Neil Lunday will be held on Tuesday, December 20th at 1:30 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Adair has arrangements. Edwin Ed Larson, age 96, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Ed Larson will be held Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has arrangements. Jamison Steckler, age 14, and Gavin Steckler, age 11, both of Audubon, died December 10th. Funeral services for Jamison and Gavin Steckler will be held on December 23rd at 10:30 a.m. The place of the service is yet to be determined. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Aline A. Weaver, age 98, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Aline A. Weaver are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at the latest news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.